This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that, your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Hump Day? Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, the Old School crew is back. We are coming at you live, 1040 O Street. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. Got a lot going on. Nebraska's coverage of the early signing day is sponsored by Members Own Credit Union. Learn about their certificate special of a 9-month term, 4.1 APY at membersowncu.org, or stop by their location in Lincoln at 33rd and A or in Beatrice, Nebraska, home of Jake Sorensen, the great Jake Sorensen. A lot going on. Obviously, about 4:30, we got Dr. Finn coming in from Advanced Medical Imaging. But up until then, you got a lot going on in Nebraska. Obviously, in the last 48, 72 hours, or pretty much last 2 days, you know, today is National Signing Day, early signing period. And then, obviously, prior to that, you had, Tony White. And now you got Pot Roast is leaving as well. And so, you know, look, and then you got some players jumping in the portal. Everybody's in shock. If you're in shock, get used to it. Just replay in your, write down your feelings right now. Keep a little notes on your phone. And then when people go into the portal next year, just look at it and everything will be okay. About 3 years from now, when everybody's already adjusted to it, you would just be coming around to adjusting to it. So, it's always, you know, there's always different reasons and during the crossover with Strick, you know, DP, you know, when the portal first started many, many moons ago, which is crazy, it always seemed that, you know, guys were just, it was an easy way to kind of, you know, covertly quit or just, you know, maybe get re-recruited. I think now, you know, there's about four ways you can get in there. And with the 105, it will magnify either literally the way that you get in there and then the research that you need to do to see why and how they got in there. Because the number one is obviously by choice, which is very appealing. It's not as appealing as anymore. Shouldn't be, because with the 105, the movement is obviously will be slow because there's not enough places to go. Number two, you were asked or strongly encouraged to get in there. Number three, you were coerced in there by, let's just say, objects. A lot of little objects or potential objects. And number four would be circumstances. And circumstances could be, you know, a coach get fired. Coach, like, up in Ohio State is on the hot seat. So it's kind of like the unknown. Or, you know, different situations. You lose a position coach or a coordinator or something like that. And so, you know, when that happens, you got to make sure on both ends, you do your research, make sure you're doing it for the right reasons. And they're, you know, everybody's, you know, grown enough now to make decisions. You know, now next year, I think about June or July, you'll be employees. But as of right now, with the amount of players that are going to jump in the portal, there really isn't a good time to go in. Once you're in, you better make sure that you're try to get out of there as soon as possible. Longer you're in, there increases the chances you ain't going to go nowhere. And that's going to be a huge eye-opening experience to the players that maybe are used to playing at the power four level, power what it used to be power five, and potentially will have to go down a level or two to play football. And that's what never has gotten talked about. And quite frankly, there's going to be some guys that's going to get a harsh reality here pretty soon.
It's a reality check, but it might be good for the game of football. You know, if we can improve the competition and talent at the lower level, good for those schools, right? Prospects that were once out of reach for them.
Sure.
Great. Guys that, you know, would have had to pay their way to walk on at Nebraska. Yeah, we love them. We appreciate them. I mean, you know, better than anyone you've been in the program.
Yeah.
But how about them being able to get their college paid for at South Dakota State or North Dakota State or something like that, right? It's not necessarily bad or wrong. It's just different. You know, we can make the most of it too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, it's going to test how much you actually want to play football, because it's no different than basketball. You know, I coach some basketball players, and they're, you know, you got kids that are call. They didn't make this team and this or that team or a travel team, blah, blah, blah. You know, not on a gold team or whatever. But then it comes down to, do you want to play whatever sport it is that you want to, you know, that you say you want to, you know, be a part of? And yeah, it's going to potentially help some, you know, Division IIs and you know, NAIA, Division III or whatever. But then also that's when you have to make that hard decision to go down to potentially level back up in a year or two, it's going to take some guts. And however you get to that position, once you make the decision, you just cannot, you know, have any regret, because before you could probably jump into portal, you know, play the peekaboo game, come back and kind of, you know, hijack your team for some more money. But sometimes that, you know, that door will be closed just based on the 105. So times have changed. As much as times have changed for universities, times have changed for players as well.
And the sooner they get on board with that, the better off they're going to be.
Yeah. Well, whoever's advising these players, you better understand this is not the same portal as it was last year. This is not the same portal. And if they're not telling you that, they are lying to you. Because the NIL will soon dry up, because why would I give you the same NIL of 2 years ago, said player, position, opportunity, when I know come May, June, 105, everybody's going to be on scholarship, and then it'll be through kind of like the university or through like that, you know, the salary cap. So why would I spend the money before I have to spend it? I'm spending it. Mm-hmm. Why would I give you NIL, then turn around and give you the same deal through the salary cap? Don't make sense.
This is also why it's going to be important to have the best advisors in place, right? We need to make sure we know who is advising these young people, where they're getting their advice from.
This is like when agents used to recruit guys. They would probably show up anywhere. You know, like when they have agent runners or you know, oh, you're going to get drafted here. Next thing you know, you're one of those dudes on TV, like, you know, sitting around waiting to get picked. You look at your agent and he's just giving you the gas face. So you better make sure.
I mean, is this really any different than anything else that's ever happened?
It's in college.
Sports, in life. You go to college, you're in high school, and you've got to make choices. And whether you go to high school, the classes you take, your commitment to it, the neighborhood you're from, your parents' financial situation, there's always a bunch of circumstance to whatever thing you're dealing with. And then you weed your way through based on your own movement in that space. And then you do it again in college. And the same thing happens in the dating world. It happens in the career choice world, where you go to college and you accumulate a 3.5 GPA, and the difference between 3.5 and a 3.0 and a 4.0 will dictate not only who recruits you, but who thinks you have value. And you can be a 3.0 student and say, you know what, but I've got 4.0 value. And if you can get somebody to agree with you, then the answer is yes. Now, everybody's going to tell you that you're the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Right, yeah.
And it happens everywhere. I don't know why all of this or any of this is a big deal.
Because they're forfeiting a education.
No, here's the thing. They're not really forfeiting the education because they're going to get an offer.
No, they're not. Listen.
Are we talking Nebraska or are we talking,
I'm talking, well.
What are we talking about?
If you're at Nebraska, that's a choice. That's a hard choice for these kids that have been literally over here that they got to go to Shattered State. That will test how much you really like school and how much you really want to play football.
Yeah, and so, aren't you fine with that? Aren't you fine with the young person and the family figuring out that this they ain't about that life?
As long as they make the initial decision with good advice.
How many kids that come to try out for Jay Foreman's AAU basketball program have been advised by several people at the age between ages 12 and 16 that they belong in an elite program or under a certain level of leadership playing a certain style of ball before they even come to you?
Oh, I mean, it happens. But this is different. They're not getting compensated. Only thing they're getting is like if we get team meals or something like that and like little sponsorships. The thing is that why it's significantly different right now, NIL transfer portal has been one-sided for however many years it started. Once you become a part of that 105, now it's a we problem. Once you nullify yourself from that we problem, it don't just start in June. They make a 105 decision right now. So if you are willingly forfeiting a 105 now without knowing the whole landscape, unless you have something like what December 9th and you can get in and out bad boy at December 9th out of there by December 10th, 11th, 12th. If you think you're going to play the long game, you're going to be in there for a long, long time.
But isn't that, I mean, that is really the definition of maturation, emotional maturation, physical maturation, that we do this thing that they tell you, you know what, the girl that you were dating in high school, you know, Susie the cutie, right? She was on par in the space. Yeah.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That you were in, right? Perfect matchup for where you were and what you were doing until you go to college. And you go to college and it's a bigger pool, and all of a sudden, Susie ain't looking so cutie. And you make the choice that, you know what, instead of staying in the Susie 105, you decide, you know what, Tiffany, I'm going to go ahead and give this a shot. Let me go ahead and see what this is.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds appealing. It does.
This is how young people have to learn. To grow up,
If you're not getting sound advice, you can't do it. It's part of the deal. There's going to be collateral damage, like I said. There's always going to be guys, that, you know, get caught out there. It's like no different than when the guys, you know, you get 10 guys that come pro when they could turn at 18, and four of them at home, and then they can't go to college because they technically turned pro. Now, obviously, that's a little bit different. But this is significantly different because now you're in a full-fledged 100% business deal. This is groundbreaking. You are now on scholarship, 105, 105 scholarships. There will be ramifications, expectations on both ends. So if you decide I'm not going to play a bowl game, that money you got, I need to get some of that back.
So imagine that John Elway is a Danny Ainge. We can go. There's a range of people. Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders. There's a bunch of folks who at the high school level were so elite that they could have made any choice. Let's use Elway for the sake of conversation. That the Yankees tell him, you know what? You're going to potentially be one of our starting you're going to be our starting center fielder. But he says, you know what? That all these experts around me have told me that, you know what? I think I should do the football thing. And everybody said, you know what? Yeah. You're kind of an idiot. You know? And then he said, I'm going to go to Stanford. I'm going to deal with the Yankees part-time. But I'm going to take some of this Yankee money, right? But I'm going to go on over here and I'm going to bet on myself. I'm going to bet on myself, which is the core of American value. Bet on yourself. When somebody tells you that you are worth less than you think you are, then guess what? Buck up and go get it. So Elway goes to Stanford, becomes an All-American, Heisman candidate, and sitting right at top, and the team with the most money to pay him, the Baltimore Colts. And he said, looks him dead square in the eye and said, nope, because I have other options. That is the American spirit. You tell me that the option that he had, and there are people that told you, you're an idiot because you get a chance to be a New York Yankee, bro. You know how many people in America would love to have a chance to be a New York Yankee? Or the number one player drafted in the NFL by the Baltimore Colts. You know what? Some pretty good quarterbacks played Baltimore. There's Burke Jones. There's Johnny Unitas. Earl Moore. We can go through up and down the list. Marty Domrez got a whole full list of them.
Right.
And John Elway said, nope, I'm betting on me. Everybody around me and all the work that I've put in, I know I have more value than the end up in Baltimore. Right? And you said it. Eli Manning, same deal. Like, we went through this stuff. I don't know why it's a big deal now. It's what's always been in America.
Can I just add that John Elway was going to be one of my favorite people when he told the Yankees no, and then he told both the Colts and the Royals no, so he's forever on my
list. And you have that thing, right? You could say that they're the exception to the rule.
They are, by definition.
But people would say
0.00001%.
And so was Jay Foreman in high school.
No, I
was
not.
Hey, first of all, Jay, you were in a different category than 90% of the high school athletes in America.
Yeah, I had good genes.
Good genes.
And I worked. But here's what else I did, though. I worked at it.
And then, because you worked at it, you knew the value. You knew the value of work. You knew the value of the opportunity. And when Miami came, there are people around you and about you saying, that boy a fool for not going to Miami where his daddy went and his uncle went. And that's what that program down there that wins national championships. And he going to mess around and go out to Nebraska.
Yeah.
And guess what? Jay Foreman was right. He was right. He could have done what everybody told him he should do, because guess what? You should be lucky to be in the 1% of the 1% that the University of Miami, Florida chose to be in their program.
Yeah.
At the value that they decided you had. But you said, nope, there's something better for me somewhere else. And you were right, and you had the right to make the decision.
Yes, you have a right to make a decision, but I was not getting paid, number one. Number two, I was a good athlete. You know, not in the nearly cases Bo Jackson and all those guys, maybe in my mind. But it's different because when John Elway was at Stanford, New York gave him enough money, you couldn't be on scholarship. The whole dynamics of college football is different because it's not college football anymore. This is pro football. I've been saying it for like 3 years, ever since I've been on the radio. This is pro football. So when it's pro football, this is 1,000% business. They don't care if you're 18 or 28, like Cade McNamara is going to be when he plays next year. I'm just exaggerating. This is professional business.
But shouldn't the young person who...
They're no longer young.
No. In this conversation, there's the adult professional who is setting a value on the young professional. And the young professional has a right to say, you know what? No. No, you're not going to pay me less. You're not going to treat me worse. You're not going to hold me. You're not going to hold me. The money part of it is the right or wrong is in the human element of choice. As you say all the time, that's a personal choice. So you can't say that you get to make personal choices in how hard you work, where you do the work, and who you do the work with. Right. But then say you don't get the choice We don't care about your personal choice because you're not choosing where we want you
to be. Oh, no, I don't think it's that. What happens is I think it will a lot of guys are being told to go into the portal. They ain't got no business being in there.
Well, we won't be talking about them in 3 years.
Well,
It'll weed itself out.
That's the whole point. Hey. Because the point is, that's not the weed out, because that's fine. It's going to weed itself out. But at the end of the day, if you're getting bad advice, that's not a university problem or a kid problem. That means essentially somebody pimping you. Because listen, I can tell you this right now. That money ain't out there what you think it is. It's not. So I don't care what you think your choice is. You better earn your choice. And I'm going to tell you, there's nobody in like a 60-mile radius that really earned any choices. There's circumstances that got you in there. Circumstances. There's about six that got legitimate circumstances. Anything else, you can fly a kite. You ain't going to be able to fool me or whatever. I got two eyes. I got 20/10 vision, LASIK surgery that's still live and kicking. So it's about 20/40. Bro, listen, I can tell you, as every day end in Y, you better research. You better understand. You better get calls, because I'm telling you right now, this is the problem. Because once you take that step, it used to be you'd be able to do a revolving door. Once that door closed, and that thing is closed, it's like when I always tell guys, there's a thin line from being on the couch to being on the field. That's where they're at. And they are not ready for that.
I don't have a problem with a player who has been playing up until high school. He's been playing football for free anyway.
Oh, get your money. I'm not saying don't get your money. But if there ain't no money to get there, like, that's what I'm saying. If you have a plan.
We also know that there are some folks that in the places that people aren't getting the money that they were promised to get either.
So that falls on the people that make the false promises. But the best negotiation that you have is when you get in between them white lines. Because when you get in between them white lines, now there's some guys that definitely gets the homeboy hookups. But through the whole thing of that, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to push play. When they push play, the more plays you make, the bigger your stuff comes out there. When you get in this portal like never before, you just getting in the portal just as a formality. That's the one you do the best. If you get in the portal and you're in the pool when they say, well, there's only supposed to be 50 kids in there and there's 150, you're going to end up being in there and you're going to still be treading water and everybody's going to get out the pool.
Jay, what did your elders, your mentors, your leaders in life tell you about a job? Don't you leave the job you have without having another job already.
Right. But there's 1,000 guys in the portal from last year.
Them folks ain't worried about.
Right.
I'm not worried about none of this, because it will weed out for folks. Look, I would have said, if you asked me in college, year three of college, whether I would make a different decision than I made, a different decision at 19 versus 17.
Yeah.
Or a different decision at 21 versus 19. You're a different person. You have different needs. You have different information, different knowledge.
Yeah.
So all of this is just what's in play. And yes, there are adults and leches and folks who are just succubuses, just out there setting it up. But that is the experience. That literally is the experience. And I tell people all the time, listen, the greatest gift God gave you is choice. And if you are using that choice and doing something that you think is positive, then okay, you're willing to accept the consequences of what happens when you make that choice.
But these kids don't understand the consequences.
Well, they gonna learn.
That's the problem.
They gonna learn.
They all going in there thinking, is it they looking at the 1%.
Yeah,
they gonna learn. You ain't Justin Fields, Jack.
Yeah, they gonna learn.
Yeah. So anyways, we got Dr. Finn coming in, or about to pop in here from Advanced Medical Imaging. Top of the 5 o'clock hour, we're talking about these new Huskers that have committed. I guess new coaches, I guess, per se, got new positions and a couple that I guess assume they're going to be filled.
What?
You got to get it. We got to. Well, eventually somebody's got to be a coordinator, right? And a D-line coach. So anyways, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, old school. We'll be right back.
New year, same great savings.
All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.